Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
Things today. Some of you might not know that I'm doing this because you're new here and you've never been here before. I'm going to do a prayer first, and I have reasons for it that you'll hear about it at the end. I think the bridge pedal is going on or something. So anyone who lives on the west side is still in traffic or has turned around and gone home. I've actually gotten some texts from people. It took me 50 minutes to get here. Normally it takes me like 25. So what I want to do is take the energy that's already been created and lift it. Can you feel it? Like, are your hair sticking up? And we're going to take this energy and send it to everyone who is frustrated and in traffic and or just having a no good, very bad day. Yeah. You ever had one of those? And also, I wanted to send energy off also to Reverend Bridget. As you know, some of you know, last Sunday, she let us all know that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer, but caught at the very, 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 very beginning. And so she's at the coast with some friends, and what a place to be. Talk about energy, right? So whatever that is where you draw energy from, if it's the beach, if it's from music, if it's from nature, if it's from music, if it's whatever, bring that into your mind right now. Bring that into your mind. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it go. And imagine that there is a line from the top of your head that is pulling up. Therefore, you sit up just a little straighter. See, somebody else is running behind and they want us to know. So sitting up a little straighter, allow your shoulders just to relax and go back a little bit. And when this happens, when our shoulders relax and go back, physically it opens up our heart center more, so that we are open and allowed to create that energy that moves through us. So this energy that comes from around, comes from inside, visualize it actually moving out from your heart center right now and embracing all, anyone in need of prayer or in need of a little boost with this energy. You can add yourself into this prayer as well, as it lifts us each up. And just quietly repeat after me, I am strong. I am brave. I can do this. And as we say together to end a prayer, and so it is. Thank you. I needed that. It's just so amazing how a focused time, an intentional focused time, like what we just did, can uplift and energize. I mean, even though I feel it's still kind of quiet, that's okay. I'll change that in a minute. But there's still that energy that's flowing. I mean, I can feel it coming up and out. So thank you so much for that. So faith is an example of something that is unseen, yet we show it by prayer or meditation or dancing or whatever that is, and the outcome being that we're allowing God, nature, spirit to move through us. So it's the unseen, the unexplained, and the seen that I'm talking about today. St. Augustine said this, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Faith is to believe what you do not see, the unseen. The reward is to see what you believe. I just love that. I think it's a cool thing. So we affect energy around us. You could feel that when we were just exchanging this energy. We affect everything outside of us, always. Sometimes if we're home or in our cars or whatever, we think, oh, we're not affecting anybody. We are, because our energy goes out there. Tim Wilde said this, did you know that your energy field extends around you for a 20-mile radius? See what I mean? It's like every single thought, word, and deed has a resonant effect. This immediately alters the construction of the matrix around others in our proximity. Say, for example, you leave your house feeling bright, lit up, and fifth dimensional. I love this terminology. Can't you just hear that song, Age of Aquarius, going through your mind? Okay. All other entering your space, even for a short period of time, will adopt this higher frequency. This is how energy moves and forms, reforms, by adopting its highest state of expression. It is so very easy to change the world around you. All it takes is the energy and the decision to do so. So imagine that, a 20-mile radius. Basically, you can't even see as far as your energy goes. And yet it goes and goes and goes. And what I know is it comes back around too. And if we all aim towards that highest vibration, imagine how we can inform the places that we are coming into. Like if you're coming into the space, if you're 20 miles away, know that what your energy is like is going to meet you at the door at a higher vibration, possibly because of the energy that's here already. You see how that works? It's kind of fun. From Emotion Code, Dr. Bradley Nelson, he's a chiropractor and wrote this amazing book I recommended, Emotion Code. Our health greatly depends on the quality of energy that flows through and makes up our bodies. We can compare this energy to electricity. We can't see electricity, but we can feel it. Electricity is colorless and odorless. It is invisible, yet it is certainly real. If you've ever stuck your finger in a light socket or been shocked getting toast out of the toaster, then you know what I mean. I will also say putting a knife in to get the toast out before unplugging it, I'm not saying that I've done that. It hurts. So electricity, you can't see it, but we all trust in it. It's the same with gravity. We trust in it, but we can't see it. So there is so much in the unseen world that we give credit to, but we forget also the energy that is moving through us as well. Tony Robbins did a foreword for this book, and he said, we have to include human emotion on the list of forces that shape us. Love, hate, fear, anger, and gratitude are just a few emotions that uniquely and powerfully impact life as much as anything else on the planet. Emotions are vibrations of pure energy, each having its own unique vibrational frequency. Everything in this universe is made of energy, and emotions are no exception. So think about that. Your thoughts, your words, your decisions, and your actions all have energy. Makes me start thinking a little bit, oh, wait, who did I say that to the other day? Wow, that wasn't being very thoughtful, was it? I'll give you an example of how impactful energy can be. And I'm going to change the names to protect the innocent. This is going to be Fred and Lisa and a 12-year-old son. So I'm back in the Boston area, and it's majorly muggy, which has nothing to do with anything, it's just that it's muggy. And we're driving in the car, and we're headed to take the 12-year-old to mom's house. And the 12-year-old had to get there because he was having a play date. Well, we had had this arrangement to do something with some family beforehand, and plans changed with the 12-year-old, and his buddy wasn't going to come for an extra hour, like we needed to move everything out an hour. Well, he did let his mother know. Now, this is a woman, well, anyway, I'll get there. So we're in the car driving, and Lisa calls up his 12-year-old son. He's on the phone. Yes, 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 we're on our way, we're on our way. And I can kind of hear her, so you know how loudly she's talking. And finally says, here, Dad, you need to talk to Mom. Dad's driving. And Dad is a terrible driver anyway. The last thing he needs to do is grab a phone and put it up to his ear, right? So what do? I grab the phone, and I get on the phone to Lisa and say, Lisa, you know what? Fred is driving right now, and we're going to be there soon, and da-da-da. And the 12-year-old had told Mom when she called the first time, oh, yeah, plans changed. My buddy's not coming over for an extra hour, da-da-da-da-da. She couldn't let it go. So I'm talking to her. I said, you know, we'll be there soon. We're going to be there in plenty of time, da-da-da. Hang up the phone, give it back to the 12-year-old. Phone rings again. It's Mom. Dad, Mom wants to talk to you. I grab the phone again. Why? I'm learning. This is learning my learning phase, right? I grab the phone again and say, you know, Lisa, Fred's driving. I really would prefer, you know, if we're going to get there. No, I need to talk to him. So finally, Fred just says, give me the phone. I put it on
speaker.
Say it again?
Speaker.
Thank you, speaker. Because I'm thinking, he took it off speaker and held it up to his phone because we could hear. Okay, so we get there in plenty of time, but I can feel the energy now. This was 8 years ago, and I can still feel. So that energy is just going through me like, you know, is it different in Massachusetts? Is it okay to be on your phone when you're driving or not? I don't know. I thought not, which was the case. But I'm thinking she's putting us in jeopardy because he's driving. Not only that, but two kids were in the back. There was an older son, like a 20-year-old also, and a 12-year-old, and me, and it's not okay. But I had been around this situation for a while and realized that Fred was constantly emotionally and verbally abused by her. And I'd had it up to here. We get there, and I get out of the car. They're all out. She's sitting in their swimming pool, just kind of lounging around. And that, my fire just went up. Plus, I'm a fire sign, so it was like, woo. The dog, who is not a very nice dog and just really, like, comes up to you and just growls, came over to me. This is energy. Immediately put his tail between his legs, turned around, and walked away. And I thought, oh, my God, that energy that I have is not just in those moments and in all moments. It shocked me awake to what I was creating and putting out in a 20-mile radius. It was not okay, but I was learning how to deal in that situation. I had not, when I see people that are abused like that, it doesn't work. I can't zip my lip. It just stuff comes out. So needless to say, I moved back here. So anyway, on Facebook, I tried to be a good person, but then someone pulls out in front of me doing 10 below the speed limit, and I got to try again tomorrow. Okay, so maybe I haven't changed as much as that. And yet, there are times I think each of us are nudged to do something differently or to go someplace or whatever that is, we get a nudge. The other day I got a nudge, and I wish I could take you all to the moment that it happened. I did my walk in the morning, came home, and I usually, when I'm speaking, I have like a deadline. I want to get my talk done by this day. And I felt like listening to my nudge was going to make me like intentionally be slow at doing what I really wanted to do, right? But I listened to the nudge, and I went out the nudge said, go sit outside for a while. And I have created this amazing space outside. I have a chair that looks like a little basket that I sit in. I can look at it, my yard, and behind my yard there's a park. Nobody goes, it's just a like lots of trees and animals come through. And I sat there, and I just was enjoying the time and not procrastinating, really, because of the nudge. And all of a sudden, this mama squirrel, and I know she was a mama squirrel because she had a baby in her mouth, and she was hopping along the top of my fence, and it's a short fence, so I could see her the whole way, and like she made a trip, but I'm thinking, what is that in her mouth? And I finally figured out what it was, her baby. So she goes, she comes back, goes back again, another baby, and I'm sitting there going, this is the coolest thing in the world. Goes back again, gets baby number three, goes back again, and by this point, I'm thinking, okay, if she's going back again, she's getting another baby, I want to film this. So I had my phone, like, all ready, and it actually worked, because she stopped midway with one of her babies, so I could really see what she was doing. And what I was saying about energy, she knew she was safe. The environment that's created there is safe. And she stopped to let me actually see her baby. Now, she did go back again, and I think for at least number five, but my next door neighbor, I heard her come out, and that kind of shifted things. I could see that she probably wasn't going to be coming back again. So I looked it up. Thank God for internet, right? I looked it up because I was curious. Why is she moving all these babies? Is something, a predator around, which is a high probability there, because behind where I live, because it's all that green space, we have coyotes and deer, we have hawks and eagles that live around there too. And they usually make 3 to 4 nests, which I did not know. For that reason, if they're predators, they'll move their babies about 6 weeks when they're 6 weeks old, and or that their fleas get in their nest. So it was really, you learn something new every day, right? But the wonderful thing was, she trusted me. My energy was good. I had created the space. And she gave me a huge gift. Appreciating nature, I love it. Doris Hoskins says this, in science, we call it energy. In religion, we call it spirit. In the streets, we call it vibes. All I'm saying is, trust it. Trust it. You know, there is the unexplainable, the unseen, and the seen, and many, many, many different experiences that we all have. And I'm sure many of you have had some of these experiences. I want to tell you about one time I went to Indonesia, and it was with a spiritual group. So right there, the energy is already lifted, right? That's not necessarily true now that I think about it in some traditions, but in this case it was. We were all really lifted, and we went to Java, a place called Borobudur. There's a temple there. And when you go into the temple, you walk around, it's shaped around. There are many areas where it's round. And you go up the stairs, and you're going circling, circling, circling till you get to the top. And before I got to the top, I stood and put my hands on the walls there. I mean, these are old, ancient temples. And I closed my eyes. And I could see, I didn't know how to delineate it necessarily, but for me, it was almost as if I had been there hundreds of years prior, carrying a tray of gifts for the gods. Now, whether it was me in a past life, I don't know, I believe in that, or it was me feeling the energy of what occurred there, I'm not sure, and it doesn't matter. The idea is that energy still lives in those stones. It still lives there, and I could feel it. Another trip, Israel went to the Dead Sea many places, but this one in particular went to the Dead Sea. And as I'm sure most of you would know, that in the 50s, I think it was in the 50s, there were some scrolls found in caves there, and they call them the Dead Sea Scrolls. And it helped to explain more of what really happened during Jesus' time in his life, and made it, a lot of them have not been published for purposes of the patriarchy during the time, but anyway, energetically, there were these findings of this great wisdom. Now, we were standing on an area, and if you've ever been there, it's very arid in this, by the Dead Sea, and that's why they call it the Dead Sea. Very arid. And you can look out over all these rocks and formations, and you can actually see cave openings there. So I went up to the wall yet again, put my hands on the wall, and tears started coming down. And what came to me was, they haven't found all of them yet. And I could see myself, vision, whatever, my hair's all standing up on end, putting these scrolls into these amazing barrels. They're not barrels, they're... Yeah, except without water, but pottery, in these pottery, and putting lid on, and that's how they kept them safe. But I could see it. I could see in my mind that there were some hidden other places. Now, I couldn't tell looking out there where that might be, but I knew that there were more. Now, I don't think since I was on that trip that any more have been found. Doesn't matter. Again, it's the energy. Whatever energy of the individuals was that took these scrolls as sacred permeates that whole area. With the tears coming down my eyes, one of the women on the trip came up behind me and she said, "You've been here before, haven't you?" Not in this form. She knew. She could feel it as well. There is energy in everything. Whether you're feeling that energy on a site or not doesn't matter. It's just remember that energy is everywhere in everything. Sometimes, well, a lot of times, for me anyway, the universe likes to crack a joke and have fun with me on some of these things. Another trip, this wasn't with a spiritual group, although walking into the Sistine Chapel, you know you're going to feel some stuff, right? And if you've ever been there, you're in these long lines, which is fine. You know, it's just the anticipation of getting in there. Walk down these long stairs to finally you get to the door where you get to go inside. And you walk in, and there's a platform that you have to walk, kind of like this. You have to walk across the platform, down some stairs, and then down into the main holding area where up above you are all the paintings, the beautiful paintings. So hold that here as an aside for anyone who doesn't know, which maybe most of you don't, my favorite rock band is Journey. And I love Journey music. Now some of you might know some of theirs. I'll try to catch you up in a minute if you don't. So just hold that there too. Okay, so we're in the Sistine Chapel. As I'm walking along the platform, there are guards there that are waving you along saying, "Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop." I kid you freaking not. I'm walking over, and that's what I'm hearing is don't stop. I'm walking over, I get to this one guard. He says, "Don't stop believing." And I froze. Okay, so Journey song, "Don't Stop Believing," if you've never heard it. I froze. And he's like, "Don't stop believing." And I went. So I started singing it. "Don't stop believing." You know that? "Hold on to that feeling." And we had this thing for like a minute. And then I walked off, and it was like, whatever happened to him, he was back to his, "Don't stop, don't stop." Now, come on. Really? You know, that is energy. That is God. That is spirit. That is the higher source, the higher power, love, the higher love. It's whatever you want to call it. It happens all the time. All the time. And that was one of my favorite times that it happened. I couldn't wait to go tell somebody. You know, like, this really did happen. I promise, I swear it did. Some of you, this is from Facebook, one of my favorite books. Some of you are walking love letters and you don't even realize it. You're lighting up rooms, shifting atmosphere, and carrying inspiration just by being you. Such a precious gift. Take that in. Instead of some of you are walking love letters, all of you are walking love letters. I had a recent experience where I was communicating with somebody via text. Now, I love all of our electronics and stuff, except when you're trying to get a good connection with talking to somebody, you know, you can use emoji up the wazoo if you want, exclamation point, but it still doesn't, it's not like you're talking to somebody. Okay, so this person in particular I was talking with and trying to arrange something, and she comes back, and apparently there was an unspoken rule I didn't know, and I broke it. Text, don't you love it? And so she came back to me and she said that she felt like she was violated by me. Now, that's a heavy word, real big word. And I can say I have been violated before and I know what that means, at least to me. So that's the space I went to, was that hurt. And I immediately got back to her and I said, I am so sorry, I didn't realize, you know, I was trying to make it right because that's just not who I am. And I sent her a card in the mail, never heard anything back. And it hit me for a while, a bunch of days. I'm thinking, how am I who I am if somebody is having that experience because of me? Now, I'm not discounting her feeling. I'm not going to do that because she had that feeling. Now, was that the right word that she chose? Probably not. But for me, it had me really sit and think about what can I do with this energy? What can I do with this word, this energy that's coming towards me? And I sat with it for a while. 3 days later, I get a call from Reverend Bridget. She says, Barb, I would love it if you could be part of my installation ceremony. I'm thinking, this person here, Rev Bridget, it's like God works in mysterious ways, but not so mysterious in this case, right? She called me and she said, I really, you know, we had an issue with Team Camp, there are some people who got COVID there, so the ministers and the kids who were there, even though they don't have COVID, we just asked them to stay home. She said, you know, we thought about it, and you're like the person who we really want here to do this. And it's like she saw me, who I think I am. And so that helped settle things a little bit for me. Now, it's still, obviously, I can feel it. But it's something I get to work through. And then after this, the ceremony was over, Reverend Bridget said some amazing things again, and then the following Sunday, Reverend Marilyn came up to me and she said, thank you so much for covering for me. She said, I could really feel your energy coming over the airwaves. She knows me. She sees me. So I say, like Reverend Bridget talked about last week, I want to be a yay-sayer and not a nay-sayer. So whatever that experience was for me, I obviously needed to hear somehow, Barb, you're doing great. You're living the way that you need to live. You're living your light. And I got to hear that a number of times. Would that experience happened anyway? Who knows? I don't know. But I needed to hear that. I can say I felt so blessed to be asked to be part of the ceremony, so blessed to be recognized in that way and to be part of this community. Because you have already shown how Spirit works, that higher power works through you by creating the space to bring Reverend Bridget here. You know that. We experience that together. There are no accidents. On Facebook, your purpose is not just the thing you do. It's the thing that happens to others when you do what you do. It's how you make people feel and remember you by doing what you do. It's the experiences that your energy leaves upon them. Right? 20-mile radius. Remember that next time you go out. Look around. Recently, I found this great experience for my 4-year-old granddaughter. She's almost 5, and it's called Kids Strong, and it's in Lake Oswego, and there's only one. They actually have franchised it now, but there's only one in Oregon, and it just happens to be locally, which is awesome. And it was created by these two PE teachers, a couple, who wanted to develop something for their little kids that they could participate in before they started getting into whatever. T-ball is probably the first, T-ball and soccer are probably the first ones at 6 years old or whatever. So this is age appropriate. It starts when they just start to walk to 11 years old, and they had different age ranges. And I found it for Quinn, and I want to tell you, this is what they say. They say, we help kids win at life. Science-based kids training program designed to help parents raise strong, confident, high-character kids. Our program focuses on character, physical, and brain development through weekly 45-minute age-based classes. We teach kids to be fearless, kind, smart, and brave. Isn't that cool? So remember during the prayer, I am strong, I am brave, I can do this. That's where it comes from. And they're teaching kids at starting to walk, to say that, to know that, and believe it. Now, one of the things, so they set up obstacle course. So there's the physical part where they're running around. And then they start out the class, though, like this. It is the coolest thing. The kids sit on, they call them their Kids Strong dots, this little white dot that they all sit on, their own little dot. The teachers come up to them. They call them coaches. And the coach says, there are only 3 things we want to see from you right now. We want to see your eyes, we want a full sentence, and we want you to shake our hand. So the teacher goes up, the coach, they call him coach, goes up to each child. Child stands up. I'll use my name. I'll use Quinn, because she's the one doing it, because it's so fun to watch her. Hi, my name's Quinn. Nice to meet you. They shake hand. Then all the teachers go around. There are 2 teachers per class. So all the kids have to stand up, acknowledge them. So they're learning communication skills. They're learning how to see eye to eye. Part of the communication as they go further along is public speaking. Can you imagine public speaking? So they have these platforms that are padded, that the whole area is padded, so they can jump off and crash, and it doesn't matter. They stand up on this padded thing. Oh, I forgot to tell you. So right after they do the greeting, that's when all the kids stand up and they have a leader, and the leader leads them through, I am strong, and they repeat, I am strong, I am brave, I am brave, I can do this. So feel that energy, okay? And then one class, I'll come back around, they had all the kids wait in line to stand up on these 3 different pads. They're like 3 feet high. They climb up there. And they have this remote for this TV, because they do a TV thing where they have kids sit in front of that sometimes to do mathematics, to do patterning, to do all these things. It is like, I wish there was one for me. I couldn't do some of the things they do. And so they have this fake microphone. They go, okay. And they're talking to all of us. There's like a 4-foot partition, glass, parents are all on this side. You can see everything that's going on inside. Kids are waving when they aren't focused on what they're doing because they're so active. So we're right there. So they're working on public speaking. Tell me what your favorite color is. And they go to each kid and they say, my favorite color, full sentences, my favorite color is blah. And they jump off and go around and get in line. Well, a week after this experience I told you with my texting, so you know I was still, even though I was still feeling great because of the wonderful opportunity I had to be part of the ceremony here. So one of the questions they get up, Quinn's first, they said, who is your superhero? I don't know. So they go on to the next one. We'll come back to you. Who's your favorite super? One of the super kitties, Spider-Man. One of the kids said, Dad. And then they come back to Quinn. Who's your favorite superhero? She goes, my favorite superhero is Nana. I'm Nana. So it's like, see how God works through everyone. It doesn't matter what age you are. Kids have this amazing energy that it seems it's so much easier to get out there because they don't hold anything back. If they're in a pissy mood, they let you know. But they get over it and they go on. Unlike me, sometimes, rarely sometimes, I might hold on to it. Dr. Nelson said this, life is about having joy. It's about increasing our ability to give and receive love. And it's about gaining all of the knowledge we can. It's about serving others, feeling grateful for all that we have, and learning to create the life we want. We're meant to live vibrant, healthy lives filled with love, joy, and connection. Yes, yes. So let's be yay-sayers. Not naysayers. A 1700 theologian, John Wesley, said this, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can, because you can. And how do I know that? Because you're here. How do I know that you're strong? Because you're here. How do I know that you're brave? Because you're here. How do I know you can do it? Because you're here. So we're going to do this together. As you can, please stand up. As you're able, that is fine. Those of you at home too, please stand up. If you're listening to this any other time, and if you're in a car, don't stand up. So the motions for those who aren't visually seeing this is, pretend you're a bodybuilder and your arms go up to the side and you're showing your muscles. That is strong. And then the arms go down to the sides like you're Superman or Wonder Woman. And that is, I am brave. And then both arms in front with two thumbs up. And that is, I can do it. Okay, so you guys remember at the beginning the 20-mile radius? Okay, we're like going beyond 20 miles right now. All right, so I'm going to say it, you repeat after me, and I want to hear it like you know that you are the most special person in the world right now. I am strong.
I am strong.
I am brave.
I am brave.
I can do this.
I can do this.
Yes, you can. High five somebody next to you. High five. High ten. All right, we can do it. We can do it. All right, go ahead and have a seat. Yes, yes, yes. Will you remember that when you get home?
Yes.
If you ever notice, for some reason, that your energy is a little swizzly someday, just do it. Be your brave person. Be strong, be brave, and just give yourself two thumbs up. Because I know you can do it. I know, I know, I know, I know. Blessings to all of you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.